Yo, on Deckers, what's up? Episode 272. We taking you back in time to the year 1998, arguably one of the best years in hip-hop history. Animal Brown and myself are going to break it down as only we do on the On Deck TV podcast. On Deck TV podcast found on the Realville Network, realvillemedia.com. It's where you can go check out everything from Realville.
Yeah, man, everything from Realville includes Full Sport Press Podcast. Their latest episode is up, episode 244. It's the NFL midseason review show. All right, check them out. Shout out Howeezy, Big Jeff, and J-Hove. Also, the Ladies Room Podcast holding us down in NY. Look out for their latest episode coming soon. And Fresh for Dummies Podcast, me and the homie J-Hove, talking all things fresh. Be on the lookout for that every 1st and 15th. You know how we get down. But we about to jump in the time machine and go back to 1998 for this hip-hop shit. All right, let's get it. To do what the business is.
It's another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown. Follow me, Animal underscore Brown, on Instagram, Twitter, and Snap. It's that simple.
Snap.
Yeah, what are you, underscore I am Spike Lou?
No. I'm an original. I'm an OG username. When you got an OG username, that means it's the original. You ain't got to put a number in it, a space.
I mean, nobody want that shit.
I mean, I was the first one with that shit. What's up on Deckers, man? How are y'all?
Hey, man, first and foremost, before we get things started, real talk. California, man, y'all stay safe out there.
Yes, most definitely.
That forest fire ain't no hole.
That shit look like hell. It look like fucking Armageddon out there.
Jesus. Y'all stay safe, please. How do they fix that? Like, what do you do with that? What do you, the helicopters, what are they dropping? Yes, can you even fly over that shit right now?
I have no idea.
That shit look bananas.
That's over my head right there. I just, whatever they dropping is supposed to like make the soil moist.
Okay.
That way like the fire can't spread anymore. But I don't know how they put that shit out.
That shit ain't working.
That shit ain't working at all.
So y'all keep y'all head.
How do they start though?
That's the thing. I don't. Is it dry as fuck out there? Like, it can't be. It's November, right? Yeah, I don't know.
If y'all from Cali, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Cali listeners,
I done heard conspiracy shit, and I don't know.
They burning it down. That's where the rich people live at, though.
People say that's distracting from the shooting that happened.
Like, let me tell you some of the people that I heard that were evacuating.
Who that?
Dame Dash.
Okay.
Reggie Miller.
Money. Hall of Famers, money.
Yeah, these are the people that, like, and not to take away anything away from their experience, but, like, these people got money. So I don't see what the conspiracy theory would be.
It would be to distract from the shooting that happened.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
Oh.
That's what the game said.
Oh, shit. I'm not listening to a nigga named JC on talk about fucking conspiracy theories and shit. How was your weekend, man?
Weekend was super tough. Went to the Pistons game. I decided to go ahead and go. Got stuck in traffic like a motherfucker on the way there. Reminded me why I don't like going out to the games. But I had a good time. Shout out Killer Mike. His barbershop inside the arena is super lit.
That's everything. First of all, you need to learn how to use MARTA. It works. God.
We went over this.
You need to learn how to use that.
It don't come out to Calabasas. That's where I'm staying. Man. All right? Ain't no MARTA out in Calabasas at Georgia, where I'm at.
Secondly. Is the barbershop experience, the Killer Mike barbershop, everything is cracked up to be?
Absolutely. Swag shop? The swag shop is very swaggy.
Is this a secret too, like Complex Con? Can you tell us a little bit about it? Was it a covert mission?
What the fuck do you want to know?
I mean, like, was the barber, the cut, the price? Give us some details.
Okay, so this is all you got to
do. Did you see the game? What floor level was it on?
It was where, like, the box seats are at.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it, club level? It's club level.
Yeah, I believe club level, 200s.
Okay, it was club level, all glass, so you can see the game while you're getting a cut. Atlanta has they remodeled the Phillips now State Farm Arena, so it's the new like monitor in the middle, the big dog screen.
Yeah,
it's all new 4K shit.
Yeah,
and so like you getting a cut, it only took me about 20 minutes to wait. You know what I'm saying? It's about 3 chairs in there. But it's dope. The one thing that threw me off a little bit, but still was cool, is that you couldn't hear the game. Ooh. They didn't have like the commentary
or
nothing.
The monitors in
there? Nah. But they had like music playing. So they had, and it was all Atlanta music. So it gave it like an Atlanta vibe. I got it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of Young Thug, unfortunately.
I need to, but I
get it.
Yeah, while I'm in there, I need to hear the game.
I would have thought I did too, but after about 10 minutes, you get used to it.
It was cool.
Yeah, you get used to it.
How long did you stay in though? Like, did you stay in there and watch a little bit of the game? You just got to cut and got out of there.
Nah, I waited them 15 minutes to get in the chair. I was watching the game from there for them 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I got in the chair and then, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Boom, 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 cut. He did a gang of shit. He ran a hot comb through my beard.
No way.
Like a hot clipper?
No. I didn't even know they had that.
Neither did I. That shit was amazing.
I need one of them at the crib, to be honest. I've been looking for one of them.
That shit was amazing.
I'm going to go down there and get one of them cuts just for that.
You ain't really got no beard, though. Your beard ain't nothing.
My beard on fleek now, actually. Bringing that word back in everything. Stepped it all
over. Oh, shit. Speaking of beard, though, real quick, shout out to Beard Organics, too. They got some new flavors in. I just got my package in yesterday. Pause.
I didn't get any Beard Organics.
Yeah, I'm not sharing either.
Yeah, I need those.
I need all these flavors right here.
That's why your beard look like that. You trying to choke on my beard because you're keeping all the beard sauce.
My beard smells good enough to eat right now.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
Good. Really?
Yeah.
So good looking Beard Organics new flavors. Them shits is fire. Real quick too, before I wrap my weekend up.
Okay.
I listened to that Steve McNair podcast that you've been gassing for the past month.
Yeah, it's good.
That's some slaw.
It's some slaw.
Got out of there.
Why?
Man, listen, I'm on the second. Okay. I finished the
First
second
of all,
episode.
Have you listened to any other true crime podcast besides Serial?
Yes.
What?
S-Town.
That's not true crime.
That's
I'm 100% talking about like Up and Vanished.
I listened to some of Up and Vanished too.
Did you like that?
It was cool.
They based the whole print. I assume that you're mad because of the outlandish theories.
Yes, he's reaching.
That's what those type of podcasts are based off of. They got to keep you in there.
But that's why Serial is head and shoulders above shit like this.
Yeah, this is not Serial. I didn't say that. I never said this was Serial at all.
Jesus Christ.
This is definitely not Serial, but it's good.
And she killed them, dude. That's it. This podcast should have been 7 minutes long. She killed them, dude. No aliens fucking came down and killed
Steve. Now you're throwing all kinds of bullshit in the game.
There's no conspiracy shit.
Ain't nobody said anything about aliens on that podcast.
Tupac is dead. fucking Elvis is dead. And that chick killed herself and Steve McNair.
With that being said, you haven't listened to the latest evidence on the last two episodes. Clearly.
There is no. The evidence in this second episode killed the whole. McNair is rolling over in his grave at this shit, dude. I let the first episode slide.
This is not no open and shut case, man. You need to tune back in. I'm telling you. I don't know what you heard that made you think this was open and shut.
People now, acting like.
Have you seen this chick?
Yes. She looked crazy.
She pulling the strap out, busting two times in the head and in
yes.
the chest.
No. Just because people
What was
are...
she doing? She was in ISIS when she was over in Iraq, wasn't she?
Listen, dude.
What the fuck?
Everybody's on here like, oh, but she was so nice and happy. Bruh, there's people walking around right now next to people who are happy on the outside and fucking miserable on the inside. Nothing. This is not new.
It take more than being miserable to put two through a nigga head and one through a nigga chest.
Of course, it's some deep shit.
So like, regardless of the far fetchedness, I just don't see her putting like two perfect shots in his head and a kill shot through the heart in his chest.
Yes.
Fuck out of here,
bro. It's not like what? Hey, when you crazy,
Saddam Hussein, ain't she?
She was fucking laughing at getting arrested for the DUI. She was laughing and
she
happy.
She was flirting with the cop trying to get off.
Dude, she was in jail doing people hair. Like what? That's a crazy motherfucker, dude. What are you talking? Nobody's happy they going to jail. What
y'all
are you talking
about?
Y'all
tune into our conspiracy theory podcast.
Don't listen to that shit. That.
Y'all listen to that Steve McNair, man. It's good.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
Also for the weekend, Trap Music Museum finally got to check
that out. Oh, yeah.
That
shit was cool.
It was cool. I liked it. It was dope. Some dope exhibits in there. If y'all in Atlanta, I definitely recommend that.
I would too. Them $10 was cool. That was a cool little day right there.
It was worth it.
What else you get into? Anything else?
Slow motion. Anything else? Be time to get to this rap shit.
All right, man. Yeah, enough of it. That's Steve McNair shit, boy.
You hating
you.
So hard.
Oof.
You don't like the Titans or something?
That shit wasn't nothing.
And you hating. And that's crazy. Like, and you stopped the you stopped it like the worst episode.
That shit, man. I had to get out of there. If I threw my phone out the car.
Should have got out of there.
All right, man, let's get to this rap shit. This is a dope episode, man. 1998, we're going back 20 years. Woo, 1998. Hey now.
Arguably the best year in music ever.
We're going to come to that
I ain't
conclusion.
Even exaggerating.
Nah, this shit is bananas. But before then, you know how we get down, man. A couple of quick hits. I guess let's start with Wu-Tang, man, for once in this show's history. Wu-Tang Fever is crazy right now. We saw them jump on the Teyana Taylor remix.
And they ripped that. I liked it.
That shit banging.
That shit is
banging. They performed on a late night TV show, and their documentary just came out celebrating 25 years of the Into the Woo album. Now you can add new lipstick.
New lipstick.
To the Wu-Tang fever going on right now. They teamed up with Milk Makeup for their own lipstick line. It's got 8 colors, and it's 100% vegan.
What?
All right. Does the new Wu-Tang lipstick line make sense for you?
How is it vegan? They eat it?
I have no fuck. I guess it's made from materials made that aren't from animals.
Okay, gotcha.
As if, I don't know.
Yeah, if it's that matters.
Whatever.
I'm not mad at it. I feel like that everybody's expanding their brand. That's the name of the game today. RZA, his name isn't as big as the Wu-Tang name, and RZA's behind it. He can't call it RZA makeup. So he has to use the Wu-Tang name. And frankly, there are a lot of chicks out there, mostly up north, that like Wu-Tang. And
I was just about to ask that.
Yeah, like,
there's Wu-Tang has women fans?
Yeah, in New York. Like Brooklyn.
In the tri-state area?
Nah, in New York. Like, in Brooklyn.
Three of the five
the
boroughs.
The bad part of the Bronx.
Gotcha.
Rhode Island.
Like Rod Digger, like people like that.
Ain't they from, like, Staten Island? Like,
gotcha.
Man, they gonna sell out in Staten Island. With that being said, do you know how much lipstick costs?
I don't know. Like, is this supposed to be high end?
Did you see the price tag on this?
No. What was the ticket?
From $50 to $446. $446.
That must be the whole case.
No, that was one color.
Hey, get the fuck out!
I swear to God,
there's 8 of these, so that has to be the whole case with like a nice box.
Nah, dog. They range in price from $50 to $492. $440, excuse me.
Wu-Tang trying to get over, man. They trying to make up for the Wu wear shit that people didn't buy back in the day.
They trying to take over for Rihanna. They trying to take Rihanna fan base.
And Kylie. I'll say this.
What do you think? This is a good idea, though?
When I first saw this, I thought it was horrible. But then I saw the packaging. It's fucked up because the packaging looks dope. They got like the Chinese shit that they always do.
It's named after different like warriors based off like the Chinese kung fu flicks, and you know Wu Tang based off them. So you get what shade of warrior are you? That's the marketing.
That's hard.
Tough.
The marketing shit, the casing, all of that shit looks fly, but I just. This better be limited and only available in New York, dude. I just don't know if there's an audience for this. I don't know one female that listens to Wu-Tang. I don't know one.
I do.
Really?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Tiana Taylor. Tell me Tiana Taylor don't listen to Wu-Tang.
You can look at Tiana Taylor and see that she knows all
Wu-Tang
of that shit.
Tough.
She know Enter the Wu from beginning to end.
Young M.A.
listens to Wu-Tang for sure. But she's not wearing lipstick, though.
That's true.
Her girlfriend might though.
Her girlfriend, she buying it for.
She buying it for a Christmas. Yeah, for her girlfriend for Christmas for sure.
Cause Bow Wow wouldn't.
Woo.
But
the idea is whack, and it's whack. It seems forced.
I mean, I ain't mad at RZA though. I feel like that this he's throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks. He got documentaries. He got movies. They relaunching the clothing line, like you said. They probably gonna come out with another album. As big as Wu-Tang's brand is, I feel like that this is a good idea. I wish that Master P had waited and done something like this and done a No Limit like little capsule 25 years later.
That'd have been dope.
As opposed to pump faking us here 3 or 4 years, like
with
coming
this movie
back out
shit.
With more people and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So I like the whole concept behind it. And I think RZA's brilliant. I think he's a very smart individual.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking with that.
RZA's smart, but all money is not good money, man. I know somebody hit him with a nice little number to do this shit.
That is a fact.
And it might have seemed like a good idea. It just doesn't. They ain't got no songs for the gals and nothing. Like what song
Cream.
You gonna play in this commercial?
Cream,
bro.
You ain't seen that video?
No.
What?
Hold on. You mean the original Cream video?
Yeah.
Oh,
with
of course.
Butter pecan and
yeah.
Okay, that's it. Yeah, there you go.
That's a stretch, like that Steve McNair shit, dude.
Man, you're going to quit hating on the Steve McNair.
All right, let's move on.
Let's go.
Another business venture that makes a little more sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Cube and LL, right? All right. Mm. Disney just bought 21st Century Fox.
True.
Disney already owns ESPN, right? So the 22 sports stations that came with 21st Century Fox is too much.
They got to sell it or it's going to be a monopoly.
Officials were not letting this monopoly happen. Disney, you're not going to own every sports network in America. So somebody has to buy them. Enter LL and Ice Cube. They've teamed up with a billionaire named Carolyn Raffalin. That's how we saying that?
I guess.
To bid on the channels. Simple question. It's a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I think it's a big deal that the headline broke that they are considered to be in the running for this. But the price, after I did a little research and seen a price tag, and I ain't knocking LL Cool J or Ice Cube, because Ice Cube's made plenty of money from his Cube Vision. But $22 billion for a sports network?
That's the ticket.
Yeah, the ticket, $22
billion. Yeah, that, give or take. They said it's going to range anywhere between 15 to 25.
Listen, the own network owned by the Yankees is worth $5 billion by itself.
Yeah. So, okay. Oh, that's one of the channels.
Yeah, that's one of the channels in the packaging. And I just don't know what type of content that LL Cool J and Ice Cube, in particular, if they even going to be over the content. It's a cool power move, I feel like, for them to have those type of networks. And I can't believe somebody like Puff is not involved in this since he tried to do Revolt. I'm wondering, would they be able to change those sports channels into something else, into different type of programming, which is why maybe Ice Cube is trying to get involved to get other stuff on there.
That's true. And you said the ticket is about $22 billion. Mm-hmm. That's about a quarter of what Disney paid for all this shit, though. Mm-hmm. So it's like, so in kind of the scope of everything, they're getting a little bit of a steal because Disney bought the full joint and all of that shit came with it. Now it's kind of like a fire sale. They have no leverage. People know that they have to get rid of them. So they're going to underbid. With that being said, I don't know much about who this person is that they teamed up with and how they know them.
She is an American entrepreneur, American Armenian entrepreneur. Okay. She is the founder and of the accessory brand Alex and Annie. You ever heard of that?
I have not.
Never heard of Alex and Annie. All right. Me either.
Listen, this is rule number one in my book. It's not about what you know, it's about who you know. And I don't know how LL or Ice Cube know the founder of Ann and Andy or whatever the fuck you just called it. Mm-hmm. But listen, that's the play, people. Get around some motherfuckers that's moving and shaking. Because one day they may buy some shit off ESPN and you could be a part owner, dude.
Her net worth is $1 billion.
She's going to need more than that, dude.
Yeah.
They're going to need more than that.
They need another power player.
Where's Floyd at?
Fighting in Japan, in private rooms. Floyd doing the Django fighting in Japan.
The Mandingo fight.
Crazy, man. He doing the Django fight. Talking about, I thought it was going to be a private fight. And man, Floyd, if you don't get out of here.
Yeah, he tripping.
Floyd going broke, dude.
Man, don't put that broke on, dude. Man, you and J-Hove been trying to make Floyd.
It ain't no try
broke.
To it, man. If you 40 years old, yeah, we getting off subject for you hip hop, man. We're going to go with sports for 1 second. If you 40 plus.
Yep.
You're not fighting some 19-year-old Chinese dude in front of 14 Chinese people in some small room on New Year's Eve. Ain't nobody fucking doing that worth of $500 million.
Yeah, that's silly.
That's more than silly.
But then again, Floyd come off a little. He not the sharpest knife in the fucking kit.
that's true.
You see what I'm saying?
So, when I say broke, though, I say like...
Floyd
broke. All of the stuff that he has, there has to be a stream of money continuously coming in. And them club promotions and those car lot commercials, them ain't paying for 14 Rolls Royces and the private jets and that. So you got to do a fight in there. And then I feel like, man, just get some of that shit up, man. Shit up.
He need to be in on this. Think about this.
Floyd got $22 billion by himself, don't he?
Fuck out of here. Floyd who?
Why ain't Jeff Bezos buying this?
He don't care about this shit. She can buy anything.
But this is the most, like, okay, so this is a big deal because of the media aspect of it. The reason in which they're not letting Disney buy it is because Disney will control the narrative. You need some competition out there.
Yeah,
so
of course.
A big deal in that sense.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that's dope. It'll be an excellent look for Cube because then he can be in on the ground floor, get some content, get that big three on there. I got my own league playing on my own network. That's big boss shit.
Do you think a top college prospect will ever go play like straight to the big three?
Can they do that? Why would just get a check?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But will they qualify for the NBA after that? That'll be their little 1 or 2 year out of high school shit they got to do.
That might be slick eye, huh?
You never know.
Like, if I was Melo Ball, I'd go play, though.
He not going.
He ain't going to college.
He's not going nowhere else.
He ain't going to college. He might as well. But back to the rap shit.
But, yeah, now that's a good look for Cube. Good look for LL.
Yeah, it's a good look for both of them. LL been real quiet lately. I'd love to see him into something like this. I just don't know where he's standing in sports, though. Other than being.
LL look like he don't know shit about sports.
He played Marion on the, what was the name of the guy?
In the House. Yeah.
And he played in that overrated football movie you like, Any Given Sunday.
Nigga, that's a classic.
Overrated.
Fuck out of here. All right, man, moving on. We take it down south, man. Kevin Gates. He apparently has pissed off some folks in his hometown. He posted a pic of up-and-coming artist Frito Bang. And, okay, so what's wrong with him showing Mr. Frito Bang some love on his IG, you're asking? Well, Frito Bang is beefing right now with fellow Louisiana artist NBA Youngboy. So when Quando Rondo took to the stage and said, fuck Gates at a show, man, people were kind of split down the middle. Is it fair or... yeah, it was hot. Is this fair or foul that Gates gave the Frito Bang cosign?
It's both, actually. I say it's fair because what he was trying to push, he's trying to push unity in Baton Rouge. Unity in Louisiana, artists said he want Louisiana to look like Atlanta, where artists fuck with each other and they got a lot of talent down there. He want to see the young guys connected as opposed to being split. Now, with that being said, it's different in Louisiana.
They play by different rules.
They're way different rules. And they beef a whole lot beefier than everywhere else,
Beef different.
Yeah, this different right here. And Kevin Gates.
Filet mignon.
Yeah, and Kevin Gates know that, though. Yeah. So I feel like that he trying to be a bigger man and say, hey, y'all shouldn't be doing this. But he know damn well where they come from, it don't go down like that. For instance, like you said, him and Quando Rondo.
Yeah.
Like, that's real beef. And even with these two guys, like with NBA Youngboy and the other
Frito Bang.
Frito just got out of jail on two murder charges. NBA Youngboy, homeboy who's associated with both of them, just got killed after he had an NBA diss song. Like, they playing by different rules. And I would normally say to this Frito dude, if I didn't know his background, Youngboy ain't the type of person that you want to be beefing with. But clearly, this Frito dude is about that life as well.
About that life.
So I understand where Kevin Gates is coming from, but I don't think that he's being sincere when he says that he wants his city to be that. He just... It's a cool headline. It's a cool headline. It may not be for publicity in itself, but it's cool to say because you're Kevin Gates. I think Kevin Gates says a lot of stuff because it's cool to say because you're Kevin Gates.
I think since the fact that the majority of the people listening to us have never heard of half the people we just name dropped in this particular segment, that I don't see him doing it for attention because that's local news to a certain extent. Quando Rondo and Frito Bang are not on the map like that yet. So I don't see what he would get out of doing it for, like, pub reasons.
Local politics, I believe. I believe this is like Baton Rouge street shit. This ain't like,
gotcha.
It ain't, you know, this ain't for XXL. This ain't for all of those sites. I think that this is more so, they probably know, like, acquaintances behind the scene. And he did that for probably one of their acquaintances. Oh, damn, I'm saying that wrong.
Yeah, you fucking word up completely.
Twice. But he probably doing that for somebody that both of them know. And I just feel like it's way more street shit to do with it than music. And he doing it for some street kind of crib.
NBA Youngboy knows how close he and Gates are, though. Like, Gates has NBA Youngboy's face tatted on him. So he should, actually, I'm not going to just gloss over that like it's something small. That's amazing that he has his face tatted on him. That's first off. Second off, he got his face tatted on. Like, hold on. Like, it's different if you have, like, your favorite, like, superhero, or you got, like, Pac, people that you don't know, but, you know what I'm saying, are legends. And he could pull up the NBA Youngboy house right now and get on the Madden. Why do you have a tat of his face?
Did he get it in jail?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Probably so.
So I feel like something is missing. Like, Gates wouldn't do that on purpose to fuck over somebody who he clearly has a tight relationship with. And NBA Youngboy wouldn't be that hot at him if he know, like, does he have a Gates tattoo on him? Like,
I think that he misunderstood his role, though. I think he's trying to be the big homie. And I think he's trying to be
Gates?
Yeah. I think that he's trying to be where I'm a bigger artist than both of y'all. If y'all just listen to me, then y'all could be successful at this. But ain't neither one of them trying to hear that shit. NBA Youngboy, I already said, I ain't trying to rap 3 years from now.
What is he trying to do?
I have no idea.
Yeah, sell lipstick? What are you going to do?
I have no idea. He said that he hate this rap shit, and he see himself doing it for about 3 more years. But he is on house arrest right now, so he's reaping the full benefits of being a rapper.
Hopefully, I don't want to see no bullshit come from that shit, though. Like, hopefully, man, y'all go ahead and squash that little shit. We know how them small, like, local beefs can end up. Like, that's when motherfuckers really, like, get involved in ugly shit be happening.
Especially Louisiana.
Yeah, it's just the beef is different, man. Pause. Before we get to this music break, man, there's three small headlines, right, that I saw. And I was like, man, these ain't got enough to talk about them in depth, but I don't want to go without mentioning some of this shit. So you tell me, man, we got three right here. Which one do you most pique your interest? We got Rick Ross with his new son. He just welcomed a baby boy that he named Billion. All right, that's number one.
Billion.
Yeah, Billion.
Rick Ross named his son Billion.
Yep.
Like B-I-L-L-O-N, like the show.
Absolutely.
Like the money.
All that.
Billion Roberts.
Yes, a true story. No way. Missy Elliott is the first rap female rapper to be inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Or 8-Ball and MJG were inducted in the Memphis Music Hall of Fame. Which one of those piqued your interest, man? We only got a little bit of time.
I'll be your Huckleberry. Let's go with Billions. Let's go with that.
I'll take Billion for I'll 400, take please, for Alex. Four,
Alex. People seem to miss my point when I be saying that it's over for Ross. Shout out to one of the listeners. We'll mention you later. When you went back and you said, I've been saying it was over for Ross since 2014.
Yep. And you've been wrong since 2014.
This is what I mean. Like, he has to name his son Billions. He got to call LeBron and be like, hey, LeBron, can you post and ask me when my new album is coming out so I can respond to you and tell you it's a classic and I'm still working on it? That's whack. He got to do shit like that to garner interest for his album, and that's why I say it's over for him. Every time since, like, well, the music is still good. I won't deny that. All
right.
But when he's trying to promo his album, it's always some shit. Like, when he beat the dude up, like, do we know if he beat that dude up at his house?
Right.
Do we even know that that happened? Yeah, he, like, happened. Supposedly half killed this dude.
Court documents say that it happened.
God, man, that shit was fake. All of these big boy, big boss publicity stunts that he does is the reason why I say that it's, oh, you naming your son Billions?
Well, isn't there, first of all, there's no S at the end. It's just Billion.
That's even worse.
I mean, that's what you do when you name your kids weird Billion ass names, dude.
Not when you Rick Ross.
That's bullshit. That's getting your hair cut in the stadium while you watching the game shit. You know what I'm talking about? That's what that is.
Is that what Ross doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm naming my son Trillion.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Your wife not going for that. I ain't even going to let you get that loud.
Trillion Brown. Let's go.
Nah, your wife's not going for that. First of all. So that's what I mean. When people say, when I say it's over for him, I ain't necessarily meaning that Rick Ross won't put out good music anymore. I'm just saying the levels that Rick Ross has to go to get attention in his career get worse and worse every year. God.
So you think he has LeBron phone on speed dial?
He played in Miami for 3 years. You don't think Rick Ross and LeBron know each other?
Okay, yeah, that's possible.
Come on, dude.
LeBron not doing no favors for nobody not named Maverick Carter and fucking Rich Paul.
Who said it was a favor?
Nigga, he is genuinely waiting LeBron on that tour to Miami too, like
remember,
we are.
Remember, LeBron's a rap historian. Remember that. He's a hip hop historian. So if Ross called him and like, hey, do this favor for me, this makes him look like it's a win win. He even more of a hip hop historian now.
And make him look relevant.
Yeah.
And in hip hop culture.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's not true. He's waiting on the album like we are.
He's putting these shenanigans together for they bullshit ass. Like, drop the music, nigga. Don't nobody do this shit no more.
Oh, man. Shit, real quick, though. Let's show some love to Missy Elliott. Shout out to her, first female rapper in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. That's super dope. And her and Timbaland are back in the studio. You excited about her and Timbaland?
I'm not excited when anybody's in the studio with Timbaland. The most overrated producer ever.
We're just going to do Timbaland any kind of way.
Swiss was right there, but like Swiss didn't redeem himself in the live performances. Timbaland ain't nothing to me.
Timbaland Cole. And shout out 8-Ball MJG in the Memphis Music Hall of Fame. Who else is in the... Do we know who else is in the Memphis Music Hall of Fame?
DJ Cotton.
Shout out to my guy Cotton. He need to be, goddamn.
Shout out Cotton, man. He got to be in the Memphis Hall of Fame for DJs and music.
B.B. King, something like that?
John Lee Hooker, B.B. King, Al Jackson Jr., Charlie Rich. Let me know when you've heard of any of these people.
I haven't.
Al Bell, John Fry, Big Star.
No Justin Timberlake?
Nope. Albert King. You go B.B. King.
Elvis.
Johnny Cash.
Oh, word? Yeah, right.
Carla Thomas. Carl's sister. Al Green.
Carl's sister. Al Green. Oh, that's what's up.
Isaac Hayes.
Okay, it's lit then.
Okay, yeah.
And now 8-Ball MJG.
Yep. Elvis Presley. Otis Redding.
I wonder if they had any other rappers.
3-6. 3-6 got nominated in 2012.
Damn. That's what. Oh, yeah. All
right. I ain't mad.
Yo Gotti next. Who's next? Who's next? If 3-6 is in there, A-Ball MJG is in there, who's next to be in the Memphis Music Hall of Fame? Rapper. Play a fly?
Absolutely not.
Project Pat? Gotta be Project Pat.
And you remember that time we were MTSU and dude argued us down that Project Pat was better than Jay-Z?
I'll never forget that time at MTSU when dude argued us down that Project Pat was better than real Jay-Z. Life. I'll never forget that. And that's why he needs to be in the Memphis Music Hall of Fame.
I don't know who would be next.
It's got to be Gotti, man. Pulling people's strings, right? It's got to be Gotti, dude.
It has to be.
Yeah. His influence is too heavy.
I guess.
Or Kia Shine. One of the two. All right, man. Let's hit this music break.
He did right. It was the first Drake writer. He was the first writer for Aubrey. Credited anyway.
Man, the Underachievers is the first song we have today. They are hailing from New York. We're showing New York some love, man. We kicked the show off with Wu-Tang, and now we have the Underachievers as a song.
You're welcome, son.
I'm not familiar with these cats, but we're going to play their joint called Nightmares and Dreams.
Let us know what you think.
Yes, sir.
This for my generation striving, just pushing the grind. And all the people that be hustling 9 to 5. And all the kids that's motivated to keep a smile. And all my niggas that's been searching, just give it some time. I was in a dark place, evil flowing all around my city. Trying to put the poison in me, make a nigga feel defeated. Got me saying to myself like everybody trying to kill me. But I rise above the hate like smoke is leaving from a chimney. What a cold world, focused on yourself and you ain't living. Doing shit for other people, make a nigga heart prison. I don't dwell on the past or the future, just the present. If you live inside the moment, you can learn from every second. Keep that negative shit on the other side. My niggas open doors, letting more people inside. I make them get involved, learn to believe in your life. The coast is taking off, pushing to get through the fire. Cause you A.B. twisting that la la la, and P.E.B. smoking that la la la.
Alright, man, we are back. That was the Underachievers.
What do you think about that?
Coming straight out of New York. That was okay.
Flatbush.
I'm cleaning the crib.
Cleaning the crib rap.
That's cleaning the crib rap.
They're labeled on their Wikipedia page as psychedelic hip hop conscious rap group. I don't know what psychedelic hip hop is.
I can't name another psychedelic hip hop group. That's not my thing.
Maybe Outkast. Psychedelic.
That's disrespectful. Hey. To put them in the same category as Outkast.
I mean psychedelically. Psychedelically, they could be there.
Y'all let us know, man. What y'all think about the Underachievers, Nightmares and Dreams?
Yes, and continue, if it's good, to submit your music, and we will give you live feedback on the show.
Oh, was that a submission?
No, that was not.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to critique it going a little bit further. But
if you want to submit your music, you have a mixtape out there you're working on, we'll go through it, and if it's good enough to play or bad enough to play, we'll play it and give you some feedback on it.
There you go. Now let's get to the topic at hand, people.
Yes.
Woo, 20 years in the rear view. It's 1998. It was a hell of a year. What was that? I was in high school. I was a freshman.
You was graduating high school.
No, I'm 28. So y'all do the math. Whatever year in high school I was in.
It was in 12th grade for the second time.
Young boy, no whip. I ain't had no whip then. Walked a lot. Got on the bus a lot.
Got on the bus a lot. You weren't riding the bus.
Ubered a lot. You know what I'm talking about?
Ubered a lot.
But now, 1998 is a good year. And it's considered to be like the golden era of hip hop, 96, 97, 98. And we're going to go through some of the biggest releases during that year, and you're going to hear why. You're going to understand why it's one of the golden eras, why it's considered that.
Or you're going to hear it and just consider us washed because we favor this music as opposed to new music.
That too. So let's kick it with real quick. Let's go just debut albums that came out. DMX came out that year, his debut album. He was completely different from the shit that was popping on the radio. Bad Boy had shit sold up from 97. Shiny suits everywhere. DMX came out. He was anti-Bad Boy. Like, fucking, like, dirty Tims, jeans, no shirt, tats.
Yeah, everything was soft before DMX came out, which made it able to, which made him able to, like, capitalize off just being rugged.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You read the book,
Earl. Absolutely. Like
that fully encaptioned the type of person that DMX was. His best friend was a dog. Like, everything prior to this was buttoned up, big money, and people got tired of it. And DMX was like the anti that. He was an anti superstar in rap. And that's what made him a superstar.
It's Dark and Hell is Hot is the debut album. It was fire.
That's a fact.
Another debut album, Lauryn Hill. Y'all familiar with her album that came out? Same year.
What's the name of that one?
Let me think. The Miseducation of Miss Lauryn Hill.
Probably
was that a diamond? What is that? That's about a 10 million sold.
So is that album? Is that hold up to you?
But see, here's the thing, though.
Here we go.
Here's the thing. I wasn't that big of a fan of Lauryn Hill, but I recognized that the impact that it had and the amount of people who hold this in such high regard, which is why she gets shows to this day. Although this is her only album.
That she don't show up to.
Yeah, that she's late to.
No, she don't show up. She's not even coming. Fuck late.
So for your album to hold up 20 years, it's considered probably one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time. Not even just like female albums.
This is an R&B album.
It's a mix.
So it's R&B then.
R&B and hip hop. No. She was Drake before Drake. other debut albums, Big Pun first album came out.
Capital Punishment.
That shit was hard. Like Pun was spitting crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like people hadn't seen anybody like that, nationality wise and size.
They hadn't seen a fat Puerto Rican rap that
could
well.
Spit. Yeah. The Lox debut album came out. Money, Power, Respect, which you need in life. That of course they weren't the Lox that we ended up like learning about, like the We Are the Street Lox and all of that, because they were still on Bad Boy doing their shiny suit thing a little bit,
just a little.
But we know Kiss was the star that birthed the star with Jada. So dope debut albums. And then my boy P had a nice size run. No Limit,
to be exact.
23 albums in 1998. 23. From one label. So it's funny, you see people like QC's, they're dropping a lot this year. Kanye did his run in 1 month where he dropped 4 or 5 projects. But 23 from one label?
Yeah.
In 1 year, that's unprecedented. It'll never be done again. What were some of the No Limit albums that you rocked with this year?
Well, before that, first of all, not only did he drop 23 albums, 4 of the top 10 first week best-selling albums.
Yep.
No Limit.
Mm.
Snoop's The Game Is To Be Sold, Not Told.
Mm-hmm.
Master P's The Last Don.
Double Disc.
Mystical Ghetto Fabulous.
I see a Mystical.
Silk the Shocker, Charge It to the Game. All top 10 first week selling albums, all from one label.
Silk the Shocker, the best non-rapping rapper.
That album right there was banging.
All time. Charge to the Game was banging.
That's probably the best album for a non-rapping rapper.
That might be the best album by trash rapper of all time.
Now, getting into No Limit, this, not only did they drop 23 albums this year, they dropped like the creme de la creme of the label of all time of their album. Like, they're Max Shell Shock.
That's a classic.
There's one in every family.
That's a down south classic.
See Murder, Life After Death.
That's a down south classic.
Master P, The Last Don.
That's a down south classic.
Charge It to the Game.
That's a down south classic.
These are probably 5 of the best albums that came out on No Limit, period. And they all came out in 1 year. Looking back over it, it's amazing just to see what P was able to do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he wasn't able to sustain it. But,
hey, what goes up must come down.
You'll never see anything like this again.
First of all, let's just kick it off with some of the even no-name people. Young Bleed kicked it off.
Yes.
That My Balls and My Word was fire. That was January.
And How You Do That, yeah. Well, that was a big single off that.
Huge single off there. Silk was February. See Murder was March. Like, this shit was crazy. Like,
the brothers dropping was crazy. Silk, See Murder, and P back to back.
That was hard. Yeah. I got the hookup soundtrack. Even that was good. Like, that had some heat on there. Like, it's just a lot of shit. Fiend in May. Soulja Slim in May. Like, it just, this shit was ridiculous. This run was bananas. I walked to the store a mile and a half with no shoes. Nah, I have shoes on. But a mile and a
half. No, Miss Claire ain't doing you like
that. A mile and a half in the snow. Nah. I walked every Friday. Shout out to Soundstream Records, North Nashville. He would sell the albums on Friday, even though they were supposed to drop on Tuesday, the following Tuesday. He was ahead of his time because now music comes out on Friday. He would sell them $13.99, $15.01. Listen, I gave him so much. I kept the lights on.
Look, it was that's the original mom and pop joint in the Ville.
Facts.
Soundstream Records.
Every hood got this store right here.
Soundstream. It was two. Soundstream and New Life.
Facts.
Soundstream, you can go get them early on Friday. New Life, you can go get it, but they're going to bust your head.
That big, huge.
You know what I'm saying? That was a thing in the Ville. So, like, if the CD was, what, 15?
Yeah.
You're paying a dub for it at New Life on Friday to get it early.
That's
like,
true.
This is how I used to go. And this is every week when it was Master P. You're paying $20 a week every week for a brand new Master P CD that you didn't have a single to.
Yep.
That you didn't see a video to. You didn't stream it, anything of that nature, just off the strength of the tank being on the back.
Listen.
That's amazing.
23 No Limit albums dropped in 98. I bought 22 of them. The only one I didn't buy was Steady Mobbin. That shit was some slaw.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
About, like, Pete, is there anyone today that you buying it just like off the strength like that? Like, not just like, I know you'll buy some Kanye West shit.
Right.
But like, just in all of it, like, if you hadn't heard of people in good music and it was just like, I'm right.
Oh, if it was this, just like, this is good music, newest artist.
Yeah.
I'd do it if it was Jay, new artist. If Rock Nation came out and said, and Jay was like, this is my protege, and he came out tomorrow, I'd buy that to hear.
You'll buy it?
Oh, I mean, well, okay. It's kind of hard in the times we're in now because you're streaming
that's
shit.
That's true.
But let's just presume that we were still going to Best Buy.
If you had to buy it to listen to it, you'd buy it.
Yes.
Just because Jay-Z co-signed it.
Yes.
How many times would you do that?
Because he fooled me with Bleak.
He got you to go to the store every week to do that. And it was like max. Some of them CDs was awful.
That's not true.
Some of them was awful.
Which ones?
Some of them were really good.
In 98, which No Limit CDs were awful in 98? Don't say Gambino Family. That was banging.
That Gambino Family.
Fuck.
That Cain and Abel was banging.
That Cain and Abel was fire. Don't say Prime Suspects.
Okay, I was going to say Snoop, but I mean, it was
what?
Snoop. It's Snoop, though, so you can't just like not buy Snoop.
I mean, maybe you could say Skullduggery or Full Blooded.
Okay, I ain't saying that they not banging, but when you see Big Ed the Assassin,
that's banging.
I didn't say it wasn't,
but we didn't know it was.
Yes, what I'm saying. What makes you buy Big Ed the Assassin?
The cosign.
True.
The marketing.
Skullduggery, These Wicked Streets is trash.
It was, and I bought it glad with a smile on my face.
Magic, Sky's the Limit.
I didn't like
that. People thought
that.
Magic started sounded like Tupac. That was his claim to fame.
I ain't like that.
And that Mean Green was some slaw too.
That got some bangers on it. Don't try to tear down this legendary run here.
I'm actually giving it credit because it is shit I named. Sold. You bought it.
I bought it.
And the only reason that you bought it is because that tank was on the back of it.
That's a fact. Now, there's a gang of miscellaneous albums that also dropped this year. Not only did we get those classic debut albums, not only did we get a unprecedented run that we'll never see again of high quality artists from one label, Outkast, Aquemini came out. That's another fucking classic. That's probably my favorite.
You remember buying that?
Man, I don't remember buying it, but I remember listening to it to death, though. I used to be over my partner's house. We used to listen to it upstairs when we played the fucking NBA Live. We used to listen to that shit on repeat.
I was super sleep on this. We were down here.
What?
I was sleep. I remember when it came out the exact weekend because we were down here for the Atlanta Classic when TSU used to play
FAMU. Yeah.
Yep. And it was September 29th weekend. That's the week it came out. A nigga walked up on us, Atlanta style. Hey, folks. Hey, I got the new Outkast. Me, I listen to No Limit, my nigga. I have no need for that new Outkast. But there was two people with us, Markeith and Martino Mangum. They was the twins from Oakland, and they bought, both of them each bought a copy of the Outkast CD and would not stop talking about it. I just did not get it then.
Yeah.
Totally understand now, but I wasn't really just in my other artist bag. For Outkast
Volume 2, Jay-Z came out that same day.
First Jay-Z album I bought, though.
Yeah.
That was a hard knock. And I'll tell you why it wasn't. Like, I had, like, there were no Aquemini songs on the radio. What, Elevators? Was that the single?
Yeah, that was a single.
But it didn't make you want to buy the album.
Right.
Top 9 at 9. It's a Hard Knock Life. Mm. Top 9 at 9. Well, you know how they play the top songs of the day. You know, every city has this. In Nashville, it's called a Top 9 at 9 on 92Q. Jay-Z's Hard Knock Life came on every night as number one for at least a month. And I said, do I have to buy this?
Yeah.
I just like the sample and shit that much. And that was the first Jay-Z album I bought.
Yeah, me too. Tribe Called Quest, Love Movement. Did you fuck with that?
No.
A lot of people fuck with that, though.
I heard it's a good album. I just wouldn't. I like, other, this was the year I would say for myself that I kind of matured musically, because I out branched from No Limit. It was true. Like, for a minute, it was strictly No Limit. I'm talking about no Cash Money, no nothing. It was like all No Limit. But I started listening to, like I said, Jay-Z, about the DMX, Flesh and Flesh.
Both DMXs.
No, I bought the second one.
Oh, okay, you just bought the second one.
I went on that first one.
But the fact that both of them came out this year, that's another one.
Exactly.
You also had projects like that first Cam'ron, Confessions of Fire.
Confessions of Fire.
You had...
It's a young Cam, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, super young. You had Skyface, My Homies. You had even like One Hit Wonder, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. They one hit was in 1998. That Uptown Baby, all that shit. Listen, dude, this year was stupid. It's a gang of shit that came out. Shout out Do or Die. You don't want to mention Do or Die Heads or Tails album. Shout out to Chicago.
No,
I was fucking with that Do or Die.
You wasn't.
Get what?
Here, man, not that
Twister
album.
Do or Die. I was fucking with that little movement.
Here, man.
Crucial Conflict.
Crucial Conflict was hard.
I was fucking with all that, though.
I
bought all that shit.
Arguably the best album of this year, and the people who hit their stride this year.
Who that?
CMB. Cash Money Records for the 99-2000. This was when Cash Money took off. It didn't come out this year, but the majority of this year I listened to this album, and that was at first Hot Boys at 19.
That was 97.
What was the name of that? Was
it Gorilla? Get It How You Live?
Get It How You Live.
Yeah.
They started to make a name for themselves as far as just being if you don't like No Limit, this is new, more grittier. Like, come over here to our side. You don't want Pete dancing in the videos. This was that version of that. Because Baby then was just gangster. Like, these niggas had on white t-shirts,
yeah, street
bandanas, Reeboks.
Yeah, I ain't wearing no suits. It's white tees and Rees.
Pete and them had on a Versace, and they was trying to play Pete. They were trying to slick play. Oh, you got too much money, Playboy, and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And 400 Degrees came out.
Before that, How You Love It Volume 2 came out, big time.
Yeah, people still slept on that, and that was banging.
Yeah.
That Millionaire's Dream.
Yeah, that shit was fire. But you, like you said, 400 Degrees came out, which is the quintessential down south.
That was the beginning of Master P.N. That
400
Degrees
really?
Album. That did it. I'm telling you.
Everybody want to bury P the same year he was cooking. Like,
this album did it.
Yeah, it came out late that year too.
Man, this album.
If I'm not mistaken.
At 400 Degrees, as soon as you hit that, all the way through to the end.
Yeah,
all the way through to the end. That's probably one of the best albums to come out from the South.
Tupac Greatest Hits. That's a diamond selling album that came out this year.
Mm.
I like that DJ Clue Professional tape. I was fucking with that. That's when, like you said, I started to spread my wings a little bit.
So I listened to
expand the sound. Yeah. Moved up north a little bit with the sound. That DJ Clue, I remember buying that shit.
And that's when Fab name was Fabulous the Sport. Some shit like that.
That was it. Fabulous Sport.
Fabulous Sport. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
I remember this Yuck Mouth album, too.
You don't remember that Yuck Mouth album?
I bought that Yuck Mouth. Yuck
Mouth was slick popping back then, though.
I was off the Loonies 96, 97 wave.
I got 5 on it.
I spent so much money. My Kroger check was devoted to music, the Source magazine, and my beeper bill. That was it.
Mine was Jordans.
I always shoes too, yeah, clearly.
Just Jordan, the whole of Kroger check. We just work at the same Kroger.
Right.
Kroger Bell me.
Little known black history fact, we worked at the same Kroger.
Yep.
And I was a faster cashier than you.
That's the fucking lie.
I was a beast.
I was the best cash shit up.
Fuck out of here.
Actually.
Hey, this year was stupid. I actually even found R&B this year slick. Because R&B was, man, like, had all heat this year, too.
Did John B come out this year?
That
Cool Relax.
Nah, I think that might have been 96. But Brandy first album, Monica first album, that Fire Drew Hill album, like, all that type of shit. When you're in high school and you like, damn.
You going through some things.
Yeah, you going through growing some hair on your chest, on your balls and shit. You listening to R&B, you kind of getting it now. So all
of
that
thought,
shit was
you
crazy.
You thought you was getting it.
I got it early. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? I understood this game early. Jumped off the poach.
Let's not sleep on the singles.
Okay.
Lil Kiki. You remember Lil Kiki?
I do. Do the South
Everybody
Side.
Everybody doing the South Side?
Yep.
That was the biggest one I had.
That was it?
That was it. No, the Scarface. You remember the Scarface? He had it. It was a shuck. I got a song with Master P and Tupac.
Smile.
No.
Which one?
My Homies.
Oh yeah, this one for my thugs.
The worst Pac verse you've ever heard in your life.
Yeah, that was some swell.
That was a big deal.
Busta Rhymes had a big single. Respect. Yeah, Busta Rhymes had that. Give Me Some Mo. That was 1998 too.
You didn't know Vanilla Ice came out with a CD this year.
Listen, I did not know that. I thought he was one and done.
Vanilla Ice and Too Short had CDs this year.
Too Short got CDs every. He had CDs this year.
Short is a legend. Nationwide, Too Short is a legend. Don't do that.
Third ballot, no. West Coast Hall of Fame.
First ballot, West Coast. He's the first rapper from the West Coast.
I'm not, he got the best ad lib of all time. That's about it.
And Nori, N-O-R-E.
Oh, that Nori came out this year.
N-O-R-E came out this year. Now, shout out to my guy Big Tolja.
Okay.
Big Tolja was the first one listening to this Nori. I was like, man, what is CNN? I don't know anything about Nori, CNN, none of that.
Yeah.
But he put me on this.
What?
Right.
What?
And I was like, yep. All right, it's all right. It didn't sound like all the other boom bop New York stuff, which was different at the time. So I took to Nori.
No, it was he had them Neptunes beats on there. He had Pharrell cooking up for him.
Wu-Tang had a CD this year, The Swarm.
Yeah, Method Man had a CD, Takao 2000.
My boy E-40. I first got put on E-40 this year.
Which album was it? Charlie Hustle?
This Element of Surprise. Charlie Hustle came out the next year, which was a better album, but the Element of Surprise was banging too. It's more Vallejo.
RZA came out, his solo album, Bobby Digital. There's a lot of shit, man. Like, this year was crazy.
You ain't gonna tell me you was on this Fat Joe. That Don
Cartagena?
Yeah.
I didn't get on Fat Joe until Jose, Jealous One Still Envy, which came out, I think, the year after that. But this is when Fat Joe kind of modernized his sound, though.
Yeah. He was in the Wu-Tang.
That Praz Ghetto Superstar. Ghetto Superstar.
I don't know what that is.
Nah, really? That was on a Bullworth soundtrack, man.
Bullworth.
When I'm talking this music and this movie shit, okay, man. I'm name dropping soundtracks, singles.
Nobody know what Bullworth is.
God damn it, hey, I'm on it. All right, Halle Berry, William Beatty, let's get it.
Bullworth is Trump, you know that? That was Trump back then.
That's a very good comparison.
Bullworth is Donald Trump, dude.
This year was crazy. A gang of shit. Black Star came out. Like it was a lot. Even the Exhibit that had that fire ass single. That wasn't this year. Exhibit came out
when he was walking on the beach and shit.
That was Paparazzi. I don't think that was this year though.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Man, he probably one of the most overrated artists.
No, nobody. No. I'm not gonna let you do that. Nobody listens to Exhibit.
How did he become famous?
And like, Paparazzi was 96.
How did Exhibit become the host of was Pimp Your Ride?
The same way Ice Cube was about to own 22 sports stations. He knew the right people.
Nah, I don't even give him that.
Back, is this the best year in hip hop?
Easy. Because when I was doing the research for this and just looking over the albums, I remembered hearing most of these songs. I remember buying these projects. And I remember why I like these songs so much. Like, I remember where I was at when I heard that Kane and Abel Time After Time for the first time. Or I remember where I was at when, like, I remember riding with me and Nuka when we first heard that Charger to the Game, and they had McQuitty City on Clarksville Highway. It was a club. Just like, I remembered all of this stuff coming back up, just looking over these CDs.
So it's nostalgia for you.
Yeah. So to me, and they say that you only listen to, you know, they say you stop listening to new music after you turn a certain age. Like, you don't.
What do you mean?
After you turn a certain age, you are more likely to listen to the music that you grew up on and the music that you're familiar with, as opposed to new music. You'll listen to new music, but it doesn't make it into your rotation.
Yeah, of course. Once you turn past
31.
Well, now that's partly due to how we consume music now, too, though.
I ain't got nothing to do with it. No, it's been like that for a long time.
It has everything to do with that.
No. I'm telling you, this is a study. This is scientific.
Well, they didn't call me, because I would have told them that back in the day, we would listen to one album. We would listen to one album 20 times. Today, we listen to 20 albums one time because so much of it comes out. That's the difference back then. We even though it seems like a lot now, we're naming 50 No Limit albums in 1 year. Mm-hmm. So it seems like a lot, but we had time to kind of let all of this marinate. We would listen to this shit on our Walkman or our Discman. over and over and over and over again. So it had time to marinate. And like you said, we're in high school, so it's a lot of shit that's going on that we're going to remember for our rest of our lives. And that may not be always the case like now. Like, we're not being shaped now. We are who we are at this point. Mm-hmm. But back then, that's kind of what shaped who you were in your childhood. You got all the memories, your first little gal, your first this, your first that. So that's why the study needs to call me. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm the No Limit Ologist. I would have gave them some insight on 1998.
For those of you that want the real facts behind this, it's a link to it, and I will post it in the rap chat on Facebook. Y'all go check it out. It says, new study shows that people stop listening to new music at 33. It's by Laura Unterstall. She is a music writer for Newswire. So I will put that link up and y'all can check that out. It actually has brain activity and waves and everything to prove this.
They overthinking it.
All right.
That 8-Ball Laws came out this year too.
Triple disc. Which was a shuck though, because that third CD,
it was like a compilation. That was some bullshit. All
right, so
and you paid like $100 for that shit.
This shit was $40 in New Life.
Triple disc, $40.
For a CD, it was $40.
It was $30.
In New Life, it was $40.
Wow,
$40 on the tag. It had $39.99. If you still got the old CD case, if you bought it from New Life, it had the little sticker on there. $39.99.
It was $29, dude.
$39.99.
Next year, you're gonna say it was $49.
It was $30. It might be $50 next year. They were charging $50 for that 8-Ball when it came out. If you had to pick your favorite albums for this year, let's say you had to pick three.
Non-biased, I'm not gonna do three No Limit albums like want to.
You'd love to.
I'm gonna go Flesh on My Flesh, DMX, Aquemini, Outkast, and I say Silk, the Shocker, Charge to the Game. If I had to pick one of those No Limit albums,
I'm gonna go
Mac. Fuck that, Mac Shell Shock. What am I thinking? That's one of my favorite.
Mac Shell Shock.
You gonna steal my shit?
That's probably one of my favorite CDs in life.
Okay.
400 Degrees.
Okay.
And
Lil Kiki.
No, 400 Degrees.
And Big Daddy Kane.
I see Murder. I see Murder. Life Out the Death is a sleeper.
Better than That Fiend though. Like, come on.
Hey, if you go back and listen to That See Murder and That Fiend, That See Murder better. That Fiend was better then. That Fiend was better then, but See Murder ripping this CD. Yeah.
Also,
Life Out the Death, See Murder. Y'all go check that out. It's on all your streaming services.
Shout out Devin the Dude. The Dude came out. A lot of people fuck with that album.
You're a Devin the Dude hater though.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that shit, but a lot of people did. I can recognize that. That's fine. AZ, Pieces of Man. A lot of people fuck with that. And Streets is Watching movie and soundtrack came out in 98. A Gang of Shit came out in 98 is the moral of the story. If you're only familiar with some of what we listen to, man, I need to revisit everything we named.
I put a playlist in the rap chat.
Oh, that's our word?
Yep. If you got title, you can.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't type out the names of the songs, but I did share the playlist from 1998. It's about 56 songs. It's about 4 hours long. Get you good road trip.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's a good flight.
That's all I had time to do.
Look, Cali flight.
Yeah, that's a good little flight. So y'all check that out in the rap chat on Facebook. Also, let us know your favorite songs, albums, or memories from 1998.
Yep.
And go.
And let's get to this music break, man. User submitted.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Are we giving feedback on this?
Yes, we're giving feedback.
Okay.
Casey Hustle. Shout out Casey Hustle.
Ah, okay. I know him.
Ah, word?
Yeah.
So you're going to be biased then?
No, I mean,
we still going to keep it 100.
I know him from the rap chat. I don't know him personally. His name is recognizable to me because he's a on deck supporter.
Shout out to that.
Yep.
We're going to play his joint called Street Mentality. Give me some feedback, man. We'll come right back.
Chill.
Nah, I ain't dreaming, I'm up scheming. Break down this weed so I could excise these demons. Round and round, shots rang out. Those 2 nights ago, you wonder why I'm paranoid. Constantly looking over my shoulder, so much pain I could cry goals. I could've told you the half of them, you still wouldn't understand me. You asked for it, no loyalty in this shit. Better get your chips and dip, stacking and flip, back of the zips, some on my hip. Street dreams, close my eyes, I see demons and vultures. Just remember what I told you, ain't no love in this shit.
Ain't no love,
no rules either, they'll turn your back on you. For the lesser evils, playing Knievel with their life. Before they roll them dice, they'll make that sacrifice. With your life, do I need to say it twice? Do I need to say it twice? I must suffice.
Yeah.
Alright, man, we back. That was KC Hustle, Street Mentality. Talk to me, man, tell me something good.
Street mentality, Casey Hustle. We appreciate the submission.
Absolutely.
What I would tell him to help him with his music is, don't let the people who you like, as far as your influences, don't let them like, don't try to sound like the people that you like so much. That, and also, if you were to, how can I put this? It's not like somebody told you that rapping was cool, so you rapped. As opposed to doing it because you liked it. And I don't know if it was the subject matter of this song or just your enthusiasm in general, but I need to at least think that you're enjoying this.
Right.
It didn't sound like that he was enjoying it. It sounded like he had to tell somebody that he was in the studio. Like, it sounded like that this ain't like really what he want to be doing, whether it ain't the subject matter, whether the beat he didn't like it or something of that nature. But I would like to hear a little bit more, like, him enjoying the craft.
I think it was a subject matter, though.
It was a subject matter.
Yeah. I'll say this, and I know what happens when you start something on a creative level, mm-hmm. and you step out there, you typically emulate what you're a fan of. Mm-hmm. We did it when we first started. Our shit sounded like Combat Jack. Slash some shit on ESPN.
Slash Breakfast Club.
Slash, because that's what we were.
One of our listeners this week.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we were into. And you also, if you hear a lot of people's early works, they usually, like, if you listen to people from the South, they'll say they emulated New York. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, listen to anybody early on, they'll say they emulated New York first because we thought that was cool. That's what was going on.
It was popular.
It was popular. I would say find your voice. Because he has a unique voice that's distinct. I would say find that and find your lane and just invest a little more in the production and, like, the mix.
And find a subject that you like to talk about.
Yeah, put some more enthusiasm behind it. You know what I'm saying? But, again, that may have been, like, a deep – street mentality may have been, like, a deeper subject matter to where it wouldn't call for me to be hype on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't even saying hype. Just sound like you enjoy it. Like, it just didn't sound like it sounded like a task as opposed to something that you wanted. Like, if you and I were recording this podcast and it sounded like you and I had to show up and we had
gotcha,
to do this
it'd be
as
different.
Opposed to enjoying talking about 1998, you can hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, if we didn't want to do this, motherfucker, like, I don't want to hear this shit.
Yeah.
Just sounded like he didn't want to do that he was doing it for another reason as opposed to liking music.
Right.
So I would say just find what you love about it and build your subjects out from there.
Shout out to Casey Hustle. We appreciate the submission.
Long time listener, though. We definitely appreciate you.
Of course, 100, man. We appreciate that. See, that's what I fuck with him, because he has been an On Decker for a while, and he didn't just shoot us anything the first time he saw us. He actually has been engaged in shit, mm-hmm. and then also was like, hey, and then down the line, hey, here go my music. This something like that, people like that will get played 100 times more than somebody that just came across our hashtag and was like, oh, they must play music and then shoot us a song. Like, that's it's not gonna work like that. So shout out to him. Let's get to this question of the week real quick. Snoop Dogg, Uncle Snoop, mm-hmm. he says that Ryan Coogler, the guy who directed Black Panther, Creed, and Lee Daniels are doing his biopic. My question is, what should be the next hip hop biopic? Should it be Snoop?
I mean, no.
It shouldn't be next. Should we have one at all?
I don't
of Snoop?
Need no Snoop movie, to be honest with you. Like I feel
murder
like
murder was the case. Now, he got a story though.
Nah, Snoop's real life character is better though.
Gotcha.
Snoop, like, I'm here for a Snoop documentary. I don't think that they need to make it Hollywood. I would like to see P. I would really would like to see Baby or like Jay Prince, something. I just don't think that Snoop is too intertwined with the NWA story and the Death Row story, and we seen all of that. Like, they keep going back. We don't need any more of that. Leave all the Death Row and NWA stories alone.
No, we need
them. What you want, the Suge movie?
I'd say this. It's tough doing a biopic on somebody that's still here. That's just like, weird to me.
I feel like Snoop cooler than it.
Snoop's more relevant than that.
Yeah, like.
With that being said, Suge would be a perfect one.
A Suge movie?
Yes. He's not relevant anymore.
She's gonna be a horror film. Niggas gonna be walk out of that motherfucker.
Nigga
scared.
Be in there like Michael Myers, right. Nigga. I would say
a
Suge
movie though. I don't need that Snoop movie. I would rather see something like.
Death Row
take
would be
it
crazy,
to another
bro.
Coast. Like, we seen the West Coast, we seen the East Coast. Like, bring it down south.
Okay, who then? Like P?
But he's still here, Baby. Though. But I mean, is he?
Yes.
Are we sure that's P?
Hey, man, that's enough P disrespect for the episode.
We don't know. Like, I don't know if that's the real P or not. But, like, Baby was doing a documentary thing. I think that his story will be better, like, movie format. There's so much drama surrounding Cash Money and all the shit that happened. People didn't get their money. People ain't been getting their money for 20, 30 years.
It's going to be him. It's going to be Cat. We've seen that. It's Cadillac Records. We've already seen the Baby movie.
We want to see the rap version of that. The rap version of Cadillac Records. Him buying Ferraris for people instead of, like, giving them their money. So if I would, like, the next buy-up, I would want it to be down south. Even Jay Prince would really be good, though.
That'd be dope, too. Or, like, maybe, like, Luke.
Or UGK. What about Pimp C?
UGK will be hard. Pimp C will be hard.
They could do a move. I ain't even going to tell y'all my idea. I'm going to write that one day. But they could base it off one of their albums.
That'll be hard.
Have him and Bun growing up in Port Arthur and shit.
Y'all let us know, man, which rap biopic should be next. Should it be the Snoop? Should it be the Death Row? Should they scrap the West Coast altogether?
We're done with it.
Yeah.
What about Puff? What about the Puff movie?
He's here. Can we get somebody that's no longer here?
Quincy Jones ain't dead. You was just giving him good graces over his documentary.
That's a documentary, not a biopic.
You don't want to see the Puff documentary?
That's the question was which rap biopic should be next.
Right, and we answered that, and now I have another question, nigga. Shit.
We know the Puff story. I watched that Quincy Jones again, by the way.
I still ain't watched that shit. I'm on the last show of House of Cards, though.
But you're watching House of Cards, though, yeah, season 20.
Last episode. Notice it's season 6. Yeah. Episode 8.
You on the wrong thing on Netflix, buddy. All right, man. On Decker of the Week.
Who you got?
We're taking it to iTunes, man. Shout out to this comment from King of Cali. Gave us 5 stars. Thank you. They said, I've been listening to On Deck for a year. Love the commentary you guys bring and the knowledge when it comes to hip-hop and popular culture. Quick suggestion. You guys should consider doing a podcast based on movies. Something like Rewatchables on Bill Simmons' channel. King of Cali, A, thank you for the 5-star rating and the comment. And
Appreciate
B,
you.
Hey, man, great minds think alike.
Appreciate you.
That's all we're going to say when it comes to the movie shit.
Coming soon. Also, man, shout out Keyshawn Brown, man. Keyshawn Brown in the rap chat. He went back and checked out the whole On Deck feed.
Yes.
Critiqued us. Let us know we was wilding in the early days. We appreciate you going back and checking it out and looking for all that additional content that we provide, man. Keyshawn, continue to rock with us, brother.
Yeah, man. And a lot of people don't know this feed right here is not, if you go back to the original episode on this particular feed, it is not the first episode. We had another feed through Block Talk Radio that was shit.
Yeah.
And we've got crazy amount of episodes on that. That is the first episode, May of 2013 is the first episode, and it's on another feed that you can still listen to, but I'm going to be honest, the audio quality is kind of crazy.
5-year anniversary coming up in May.
Yeah, no, 6-year. It's 2019.
May 2013? It's 2019.
Yeah.
I thought it was 2018.
So y'all can go back and listen to that if you want to, just to see how ahead of the game we were, but the audio was shit.
Yeah.
New music out this week. We had T Grizzly shit came out last week. Too Short shit.
If I didn't tell y'all last week, Chance ripped that feature.
Oh my god.
And then Too Short banging. Pimp Tape. Is that the name of it?
Yeah, Pimp Tape. You listen to it for real?
I listen to 3 songs. And they were not that bad, I promise you.
I ain't that's one I'm
they
not checking
were
for.
Not that bad.
Knife Wonder. Jamla is the squad too.
I like Rhapsody, but I don't know.
You can't listen to the whole squad?
No, I don't even know the rest of the squad.
That's the point.
I only
of
know
this
the Rhapsody's in the, like a part of.
I know Rhapsody and Knife Wonder. That's
yeah,
it.
That's it. Like I'm good.
Coming up this week, Birdman and Jacquees lost at C2.
Shut up, dude.
Yeah,
that's a real CD.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Birdman milking the fuck out of that Jacquees shit.
Like.
Ooh, that's his golden goose right now. Jesus Christ, he is not letting that go.
Why do Birdman still put out albums, bro?
Is this going to be like a best of both worlds, like he rapping and Jacquees singing?
This is going to be like father, like son. That's his new song. That's what this is going to be like. Birdman sick, man.
I'm good on that.
That's sick.
Anderson .Paak, the Oxnard. You fuck with Anderson .Paak?
Tough.
Come on.
That last
man.
Album was banging.
No, wait, I knew that last album was just
banging.
No.
Wait, hold on. Am I talking about the right person?
Anderson .Paak?
Let me see.
The singer dude signed to Dre?
The name of the album, Malibu?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that shit was bang.
Nah, I like Venice better.
Nah, actually, I don't know nothing about Venice.
See,
I know this was bang.
Bang. I'm gonna check it out though. Also, Jaden Smith, The Sunset Tape, that comes out on the 17th.
Did you see that Jaden said that Tyler, the Creator, was his boyfriend?
No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that he said it was his boyfriend?
No,
you
I
didn't see Jaden Smith called Tyler, the Creator, his boyfriend?
No, I missed that.
Oh, okay.
So, what do you got on deck for the weekend?
I'm not sure, man. I'm getting ready for the holidays.
Christmas shopping.
Tough. Black Friday. Oh, man.
Black Friday is not this weekend.
It ain't?
No.
Shit. Birthday coming up.
Okay.
T minus a couple of days. What, 2 weeks?
All right.
All right, let's get it.
So nothing this weekend.
No, not at all. You?
I mean, that Travis Scott. We had to record this on Monday because I'm going to Astro World. That's where I'm going.
God.
Oh, that should look dope. You didn't see the videos of the shit? Got the roller coaster on. That shit look dope.
You gonna ride the roller coaster? Where you going?
I'm 100% not riding the roller coaster at Travis Scott.
You gonna break your neck again at a fucking concert trying to ride a roller coaster with the kids? You ain't gonna learn, did you?
I will be safe in the 200 section away from the youth and on the floor.
Come limping this motherfucker next week talking about, man, my back. I lost my phone again. Man, kids ain't gonna, they gonna show you better than they can tell you.
I'm fucking with that Travis Scott. I will have a review next week to let everybody else know from if they need to attend.
You're gonna have a review from your hospital bed.
You're not going to Drake show this weekend? Drake and Amigos?
Am I going to Drake show?
That's this weekend.
Are the tickets free? Fuck you.
Of course they're not.
It's a Drake show.
It's a legend. They high price shit. $200 shit.
I'm not going. Really?
Nah, it's high as fuck to go to that Drake show. I ain't going either, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm
Why
chilling
you ain't
out.
Going? I can't believe that.
I just saw him last year.
It's a whole
I'm one
guy.
Year removed. I just seen him.
He doing a whole, he got a whole new CD out, no?
I know that shit
that
fire.
That Scorpion too. Didn't come out?
That shit
I
fire.
Ain't listened to it since it came out. I wouldn't know.
Get the fuck out. All right, man. On that note, the Drake hate and the P hate, I can't take it no more.
I never would hate on my uncle. I just know when it's time for him to hang it up.
We're about to hang up this show, man. Y'all let us know what you think at On Deck TV Podcast on Twitter and Instagram.
We appreciate that. And we would also appreciate you going to iTunes, rate, subscribe, like, and let us know what you think about the show. And we're going to steal this from FSP. If you could tell a friend.
Yeah.
Tell somebody about the podcast, man. We appreciate it. Word of mouth is the best way of marketing for this sort of stuff. So if you could tell somebody you listen to a dope podcast and show them how to get to it, we'd appreciate that as well.
Absolutely, man. Till the next time, we out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.